Art unites, art heals, art inspires, and art is great fun. Last month, we saw art doing all these and more with Baltimore's third annual Light City Festival. We once again witnessed an explosion of color and creativity in the Inner Harbor and various neighborhoods. Light City was launched in 2016, a year after Freddie Gray's death, an event that shook all of us into action to make Baltimore a more equitable place. That year, the Baltimore Office of Promotion of the Arts, or BOPA, selected displays that examined social justice and economic inequality. Light City was enthusiastically attended by families from every Baltimore neighborhood, city leaders, and national partners and visitors. It was a bright response to a time of darkness, and art was at the center of that joy and hope. It continues to inspire us every year. Another Baltimore signature festival, Artscape, also illustrates how art can engage all of us and bring residents of diverse backgrounds together. Both Artscape and Light City are part of Baltimore's positive story, raising the city's profile as one where the arts and culture flourish to the benefits of all. Let me end by inviting you to MICA the evening of Friday, May 11th, to taking even more vibrant art at Art Walk. It is a free event that exhibits the excellent works by MICA's undergraduate class of 2018. This is Samuel Hoy, president of Maryland Institute College of Art.